Praise listeners, we thank you for listening to our station 24-7, 365 with our great programming from the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, Melanie Pratt, the Lonnie Hunter Show, the James Fortune Show, William Becton, and Christopher Gray. These great personalities play gospel and inspirational music that's current and from the past, and we know you love it. Now, for those of you who love the preached word, WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 has four dynamic 30-minute blocks of programming, beginning Sundays at 6 a.m. with an inspirational variety show, Motivations with Gloria. 6:30 a.m. Life Changing Church with overseer Dorothy McGuire. 7 a.m. The Glory Has Come International Ministries with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King. And 7:30, The Excellence in Ministry Broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church. That's 2 hours of preaching, teaching, and inspirational entertainment every Sunday morning just for you on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
But they that await upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need, it's in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry Broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the Word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry Broadcast, already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands. Y'all had to think about it? Come on. Did it wake you up?
Yes!
Oh, ooh, ooh. Not six part harmony, just three. Did it wake you up?
Yes!
All right. Audience, I need y'all to sing it too. Did it wake you up?
Yes!
Here we go. Keep it going this time.
See, sometimes can be so hurtful and harmful. The things that we see can be so devastating and so difficult. The things that we see can be so stressful and so sorrowful. But I have come by to say, be careful how you put stake in what you see. Because if you're not careful, the things that you see, man of God, woman of God, can cause you to lose your faith. And that is why the definition of faith is the evidence of things hoped for and the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Because you can't believe everything you see. It's a trick of the enemy, you know, to trick you and to trap you, to scare you by what you see. And I've come to affirm that if you are a man of God, a woman of God, if you're a person of faith, that you, your faith would not allow you, that faith would not allow a person who is a person of faith would not allow his or her circumstances to determine their actions, but rather they would let their actions determine their circumstances. I said, when you're a person of faith, you would not allow your circumstance to determine your action, but rather you would allow your action to determine your circumstance. Anybody got faith today? Give God praise if you got faith. Because a person of faith understands that we walk by faith and not by sight. Be careful what you see. I don't know a better way to demonstrate this particular phenomena, this reality, than the story that's before us today. Here we find three young men. They were young men who could have allowed their circumstances to cause them to give up their faith. But what ends up happening in this story is their faith actually changed and determined their circumstance. You know this story, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know this story, that this story takes place during a time that Israel finds themselves in exile. These are the same people who were God's chosen people. They were handpicked by God to be a blessing to the whole world. These people, the children of Israel, were descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they were to be a blessed and prosperous nation. But once they had been delivered from Egyptian bondage, and once they had gone through the wilderness, and God took care of them there, and once they arrived in a land of promise, they forgot all about God. They had spiritual amnesia. That once they got there, they began to live in houses they did not build. And they drank from wells they did not dig, and they ate from plants they did not, the fields they did not plant. And as a consequence, they forgot all about God because they thought that everything they had it because they had it, and not because God gave it to them. And my brothers and my sisters, whenever you get to a place that you turn your back on God, you become vulnerable to all of the challenges and circumstances that life will bring your way. I mean, life is hard with God. But oh God, without God, you are vulnerable to all of the attacks and the challenges and circumstances that will come your way. And if you're not careful, it will take you absolutely out. You cannot turn your back on God, because when you turn your back on God, you've got to face everything all by yourself. And I don't know about you, but I don't ever want to be without God. Here is a whole nation in exile. They are homeless. The Babylonians had come and taken over their land. And now King Nebuchadnezzar was in charge. And this guy was so full of himself that he had the bright idea that he would build this large statue made of gold. It was an image of himself. And this statue was 90 feet tall, 9 feet wide. And after he built this particular statue, at the same time, Nebuchadnezzar took some of the Jews and brought them into his court, his cabinet, and he gave them high positions. He trained them, and some of those he took were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And the first thing that he does when he takes them is that he changes their names. I want you to know that that's what the oppressor would do now, that in order for, when he wants to control you, what they would do is change what you're called. And the oppressor would do that. The Chaldean names that they gave them were connotations that were attached to their names. Now, their original name were Hebrew names. They were all theophoric names. Hananiah means Jah, or God who is gracious. Mishael means who is like God, or to feed or to provide. Azariah means Jah, or God has helped. Shadrach, but they changed that name. They changed that name. That Hananiah's name was changed to Shadrach, which means Shador or Aku, which means command of the moon god. And Mishael's name was changed to Meshach, which is who is what Aku is. And Azariah's name was changed to Abednego, which means servant of Nebo. Now they took the names that were derived from the Almighty God and reduced them and diluted them and gave them names that were a reflection of pagan gods. And all of this, my brothers and my sisters, is an attempt by the enemy to divert and distract you from your destiny. You got to stand in the name that God called you. And what the enemy does not want you to know is who you truly are. And he will try his best to keep you from knowing who you are by changing your name and telling you that you're not really who God says you are, but the devil is a liar. Lord, he would take your name. God calls you redeemed. He would tell you you're rejected. God calls you saved. He would tell you that you're silly. God calls you blessed. He'll point out your burdens. But the devil is a liar. You got to know who you are. Because no matter what they call you, if you know him, you know you. And nobody can take away what God has for you and who God has called you to be when you know who you are. Such was the case with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that although they took away their land, and although they took away the temple, and all they took them away from their wardrobe, and even though they told their names, they could not steal their faith. Because even though the king had set up this golden image and commanded that everybody in the kingdom was to bow, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down when the music played. Now, what happened is as they had come into the kingdom, that they had progressed so well, they succeeded so much, that the king found favor with them and gave them high positions in his cabinet. And those who were hating on them, you will have those who hate on you when you begin to climb the ladder of success. You do know that the more you get promoted, the more haters will start looking your way. They will smile in your face all the while trying to take your place. You know the story. That's what they do, you know. That's what they do. And so as they were climbing the ladder of success and as these haters were observing them, they knew they were devout Jews and that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow. So one of them thought it was their business to go and to inform the king about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's behavior. This particular person walked up to the king one day, "King, I don't mean to get in your business and I don't mean to start any trouble, but I thought you ought to know what's going on in your kingdom. King, please correct me if I'm wrong, but did you not say that everybody was supposed to bow down to this golden image that you set up, that and when the music was to play, that they would all to bow down and worship and fall before this image?" King said, "Yeah, that's what I said, that's what I said, that's what I said." "Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, King, but your boys, the ones that you handpicked, the ones that you have blessed, the one that you have chosen, they will not bow down no matter what you said." The king was too through. He saw red. He was too through. He said, "Go get them, go get them, go get them." And so, okay, that's what you want me to do. I'll go get them. So he went and got the three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and stood them before him, and I could see him looking at them one by one. "Fellas, it's come to my attention that even though the decree is that you are to bow down when the music plays, that the three of you are not bowing down. Is that true?" And they said, "Yes, King, that's true. We will not bow down to your image." And he said, "You do realize what the consequences are for not bowing down?" And they said, "Yes, we are aware of the consequences." He said, "But if you, did you not understand that if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace? And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to ask you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.
Praise 102.9 and 92.7 listeners. Get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. People of God, the armor of God contains seven vital components for Christian living: truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, the word of God, and prayer. It is no secret that Satan wants to kill, steal, and destroy us. So if you are not equipped with this armor, your fight with the enemy will leave you powerless against his tricks and deceptions. However, children of God, Satan is already defeated. So the good news is all you need do is use the armor of God as intended and watch the devil flee, because he already knows the outcome. And that is a promise from heaven. Please come join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website, www.littlerockamezion.org.
Well, I want you to understand that no matter how it is that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego rose in their position, how it is they got new titles, how it is that they were healthy and strong, and they were well thought of and respected, I want you to know that no matter who you are, what you have, what this story is tailored to teach us is that no matter who you are and how far you ascend, that you can still have, as a child of God, difficult trials. Let the church say difficult trials. Yeah, I don't know who you are and how much you have been elevated and how much you have accomplished in your life, but you are not immune from hardship. You are not immune from trouble and pain, that you will have difficult trials. As a matter of fact, Jesus says, in this world there will be tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That you are not immune, my brothers and my sisters, from difficult trials, that you will have difficult trials. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them from them all. So here they were. They were already in a difficult situation, difficult trial, as it were. They were already in exile. They already had their names changed. They were already separated from their families. They were already placed with restrictions on their lives. But now they are being challenged in the area of their faith. And I want you to know, don't be surprised when the enemy will shoot things at you to discourage you. You cannot give in to the enemy's desires just because life gets kind of hard. Just because you are being threatened. Just because you may not know what man will do to you. You got to determine who you're going to serve, God or man. Because you can't please everybody. If I don't know how you feel about it, but no matter what people do, I got to please God. You're not the only one that's going through. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, although they had ascended this lofty position, they got to face a difficult trial. And I had to tell somebody today that you may be in church this morning and you're going through a difficult trial. I'm so glad you got here today. I'm so glad that you did not allow yourself to stay home. I'm glad that you came to press your way, because I want you to know that you're in good company. Because all of us at some time or another will face difficult trials. It's always something. Am I right about it? Yeah. I told you before, if it's not one thing, it's 15 of them. If it's not your house, it's your car. If it's not your car, it's your job. If it's not your job, it's your health. If it's not your health, it's your marriage. If it's not your marriage, it's your children. If it's not your children, it's your church. Always something. A difficult trial that you must face. But you cannot allow those things to determine your faith. You've got to continue to stand on your faith no matter what, even when you go through the difficult trials of life. This is what this story is teaching us. Because here these men were facing the imminent threat of a fiery furnace. You must understand, this was no easy bake oven. That this furnace was a huge industrial furnace. That it was so huge that you can see the fire leaping out of it from miles away. And when the king commanded they be thrown into the fiery furnace, they took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and bound them up with rope. And three strong men carried them to the fire. But interestingly, as they are carrying these three strong men, were carrying them to the fire, the word says that these men themselves were killed by the fire. And can I say something parenthetically? You better be careful who you try to take to the fire. You might be burned yourself. So they take them to the fire. This difficult trial. Somebody said difficult trial. They take them and bound them in the fire and they throw them in. What I love about them, even though they had a difficult trial, they were determined to trust. They trusted in God. They were determined to trust. Look at what they said. This is their faith. It says that if that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able. Somebody say able. Able to deliver us from your hand, O king. I love this. But if not, let it be known to you that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set. In other words, I'm going to trust in God no matter what. If we are thrown into the fire, we still will serve God. If God will deliver us, good. If he does not deliver us, then it's still good. And that's what we have to have, that kind of spirit as people of God, that we got to trust God no matter what. If he delivers us, good. If he doesn't deliver us, it's still good. If he heals your body, good. If he does not heal your body, it's still good. If he pays this bill, good. If he does not pay it, it's still good. I still will trust him, because even though I don't understand why he does not do certain things or why he does certain things, one thing I do know, all things work together for good to them who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. God knows what he's doing with you. And even though you may not understand it right now, you've got to learn how to trust that God knows exactly what he's doing. Because if he allows you to go to it, he'll bring you through it. Oh God, I know that's not deep. I know that's not deep, but somebody needs to hear this. Because there are some things God may not keep you from, but can I tell you something? There is nothing God won't keep you through. Oh God, he may not keep you from the fiery furnace, but he'll keep you through the fiery furnace. He may not keep you from sickness, but there's a witness out here, he'll keep you through sickness. He may not keep you from unemployment, but he'll keep you through unemployment. He may not keep you from foreclosure, but he'll keep you through foreclosure. He may not keep you from divorce, but he'll keep you through divorce. Is there a witness in this place? God, he will keep you through it. He'll keep you through it. Is there a witness here? He'll keep you through it. Somebody needs to see a witness. Does anybody here witness to the fact that God will keep you through it? He may not keep you from it, but he'll keep you through it. God knows what he's doing with you. You got to trust him no matter what. That's why Solomon said, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge God and he will direct your path. Anybody determined you're going to trust in God? I'm going to trust him even when I can't trace him. I'm going to trust him even if I can't understand what he's doing in my life, because I know I'm in his hands no matter what. Yes. You can't make me doubt him. Yes, I got difficult trials. I'm not the first one. I'm not going to be the last. But even as I go through my difficult trials, you got to have the determination to trust him, because God knows exactly what he's doing with you. And you've got to have the kind of faith that you would not compromise your faith no matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what they do to you or not do to you. I'm determined to trust in God. As a matter of fact, I trust in God wherever I may be. Upon the land or on the rolling sea, well come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. I know he cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the rolling sea, oh my God, I'm so glad he keeps my soul, and my heavenly Father watches over me. Give him praise if you know that he watches over you. Lord, have mercy. Well, I'm almost done, but I needed to share this word because Somebody may feel like you're in a fire right now. That you're caught up in the fire. Your life is, you feel that the heat is on in your life. People are talking about you, the heat is on. Things are not going well, the heat is on. You got bad news from the doctor, the heat is on. You got some bills you can't pay, the heat is on. You're in the fire. But I want you to know something. If you trust God, no matter where they take you, you're not going to be there by yourself. Oh God, this is not a deep word, but it's a necessary one. Because the people of God will find themselves from time to time in the fire. But when you trust God, watch what happens. I love this story. Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. An expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded to heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. Commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in the army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fire. These men were bound in their coats, trousers, turbans, and other garments and cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, like I just told you. These three men were fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. But then look at what happens. Verse 24. Nebuchadnezzar thought he would check on them. He was astonished. He rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound in the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king, look, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. And they are not hurt. And the fourth," God, "looks like the Son of God." I'm through when I tell you that you will have difficult trials in your life. Yeah? In every life, some rain must fall. Yeah? But you got to be determined to trust him no matter what, because he's God. He's working things together for your good. Even though you don't understand it yet, you got to trust him no matter what. And you will find that if you have a determined trust, that you will experience a divine triumph.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is for and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.
Praise listeners, now you can listen to the Word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com and clicking on the podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you'll find five dynamic 30-minute programs designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain you. PraiseCharlotte.com 24/7, 365. With the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church, the Glory Has Come International Ministry broadcast with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King, the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Pastor Matthew L. Browning, the Life-Changing Church broadcast with Overseer Dorothy McGuire, and Motivations with Gloria. We know you love the music we play. However, there are times when the word from a preacher or someone's testimony will get you through the day. So please log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and click the podcast tab.